It's the fourth time President Joe Biden has spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu since the conflict began a week and a half ago. This time, he told the Israeli Prime Minister he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. The White House says it is working towards a de-escalation with behind-the-scenes diplomacy. But President Biden has been criticized by members of his own party for not standing up to Israel and for not doing more to help uphold human rights in Gaza, where more than 200 Palestinians have been killed. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.